Callispin. Got Shane Chaffee chuckling on the side here. He's the side seat host today. It's been another big week for Callispin. Of course, we are everything you can imagine. We are white supremacists, I hear. We are, we're everything.
Hecklers.
Hecklers. We're Bannon's puppets, apparently. And if we're on Steve Bannon's payroll, I'd like to know where the check is. I've checked the account. There's nothing there, Bannon. Better start feeding that bad boy straight away. So it was a big couple of weeks. As you know, we had the Sue Gray court-led court challenge for the No Jab, No Job down in Wellington there. The judge has reserved his decision, and he's given the Crown some time to come up with some information. But guess what? This is the very information that they used in order to force the draconian legislation that you are now suffering under. We weren't prepared to be this early because we had a 10-minute lead, and as you can see, well, they went up in smoke. It's Guy Fawkes tomorrow, so here we go. Also, we, after the Wellington court case, thanks to you, we got down there and back. We went to Waitangi, where we saw and gave the impromptu speech and some good speakers up there. Good people up there, I tell you, up the far north, they are not stupid. Which culminated, of course, in Shane Chaffin and Teo Tinga. Taking down the PM, closing down a press conference, because unfortunately there just happened to be a presser in there who wasn't a bought and paid for shill, didn't get us 56 million, then 25 million, then 70 million, whatever the hell it was that they get paid to parrot the line and ask your softball questions. Our reporter, who is actually a medical expert, asked us some tough questions. She doesn't like answering tough questions. Why? Because she doesn't know any of the answers. So that was unfortunate for her. She's plummeting in the polls. Basically, there's a hole in the side of her sub and she's sinking. She has the reason why she went up north, and make no mistake about it, was to basically curtail those naughty little Māori natives up there who would not take the jab. Why didn't they take the jab? Because they're intelligent. Because they realize that taking an experimental serum where the trial doesn't finish until 2023, June, I think it is, with no scientific basis to take it, they're not exactly going to pump it into their arms and potentially kill themselves. Now, I know she was all for, what's that legislation where you can opt to check out early? Euthanasia. So this is like volunteer euthanasia, people. Pump it into yourself and you're off. What we'll do, just to premise everything before we bring Shane on to go through those events, we're going to play a bit of the background story that you did not see in mainstream media, as well as some of the ones we brought to you. And we're going to bring in the background of what happened that you didn't get shown. And when we come back, we'll discuss that. And as we go on through the show, unfortunately, our tech guys, he's wrapped up in wires at the moment. It's up around his neck. He's got his fingers and toes out. They're all on different sorts of buttons. He's like a contortionist. He's actually, but he did well. I mean, he balls that up, of course. I mean, that's why I came on here earlier. I mean, I could have been picking my nose. But anyway, so here we are. We'll play that now. And of course, we'll also be having on the show, which we're glad to have her, actually, because I was impressed with what she did and how she stood her ground, regardless of even some of her own that she called out, trying to shut her down. That's the old mama bear with her pup was there, and you're going to like that interview. So let's see what the prime sinister, plummeting in the polls, Jacinda, butt hurt. Let's see what she was all about and what led to this historic occasion that sent us global.
She looks very nice today.
Yes.
This is on pommel. It helps you.
Overall, we have seen good rates across the country, which are now reaching. And sometimes it's been harder to reach. Now, we need to go to the as available as possible, but we also need to make sure we've got that outreach and trusted providers.
Am I not allowed to sing?
take your hands off her. You're assaulting her. Here's a skill. Here's a skill.
We always make those decisions based on public health and based on the best advice possible. So that's the reason we make those decisions rather than on the basis to drive a response to vaccines. Having said that, we have had a lift. But I would rather see a situation where people are accessing vaccinations regardless of the good status.
She's not breaking the law.
If you're sorry, unfortunately, I've been answering your questions. I haven't actually deciphered what's being said behind me.
Sounds like a general protest about COVID, and I guess it's echoed in parts of Northland. Do you have any response?
Well, what I'd say is, of course, that is, as far as I can tell, one person. In the time that I've been here, I've seen multiple individuals vaccinated. This is about making sure that people are able to be out, get the information they need, and if they have questions, that they feel safe to come and ask them and have them answered by a professional. And that's all I keep encouraging. That's what I keep encouraging people.
Fatality rate for COVID is? Can you name the woman who's died from the COVID vaccine? What's her name? What is the woman who's died?
I'll direct questions across those who are attributed here to be able to ask questions. If you may.
Independence of United Tribes of New Zealand. You know that, Jacinda. You cannot lawfully make laws over us and our territory. Ngāpuhi will never cede sovereignty. Te kaho tau nui, hone harawira, do not speak on behalf of Ngāpuhi.
Amen.
We, the people, speak on our own behalf. That is our message to you. I know you hear me, even though you ain't showing me no attention.
One brave woman amongst a whole bunch of men. One brave woman. What the heck's wrong with the men? Don't hate me.
You're using our own people against us. You will not cause division between our people.
Get away from me.
Don't touch me.
I'm not doing anything.
Thank you. We thank you for uniting us, Jacinda. You will see us rise and you will fall.
It's all right. Good girl. Good girl.
I will stand up for my rights any given day I can.
Where's the men? Where's the men?
When it comes to driving vaccinations and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to reach people that we need to.
This is an issue.
Why is the vaccine not working in Israel? Why is the vaccine not working in Israel? How come the vaccine has a 39% efficacy rate?
Of the accredited media.
Here in New Zealand, you are.
Sir, I will shut down the press conference if you do not see. Sorry, to our accredited members of the gallery here, we might move to an inside venue. Unfortunately, we've got someone who's disrupting your press conference today, so we might reconvene.
Thank you.
Get that on the mainstream media. I mean the paid-off media.
Kia ora.
Oh, yep. Ka pai. How come Ngatihi didn't put a pātai out to the rest of the hapū?
I bet you will go inside. Yeah, if you want to go to counterspinmedia.com, you'll get the truth. Not paid media like it's here. Not $56 million to paid media.
These guys are all fake.
Bye, Prime Sinister. New Zealand will remember you. She's allowed to speak. Chief Medical Kruber, that's all good.
You know me.
What
are you talking about?
I'm
speaking.
What? What's the front of the A? Front of the A itself.
Yourself?
Yeah, no
problem. Yeah, there's a
Toxic
Martin.
The other day.
Oh, yeah, for the year.
Yeah, Kensington.
Yeah. But Toxic Martin, he's the guy who's the head of the...
Hi, Nick! What
the fuck am I here? Martin? Is it Toxic Martin?
What do you mean, hey? She's allowed to speak freely.
Thank you. tested me. He called me and he said,
I told him, I said, look, this COVID-19 has such a small mortality rate. And he goes, you're preaching to the converted. Like as we said to me. And so what I've heard around is that the police are not going to be forced to take a vaccine. And if they've done that, rolled that out yet, haven't they? People doing good work here, instead of forcing them like the healthcare workers and the teachers who do great jobs in this country, so people like this dictator can come and say that these good people have to take a vaccine against their will, when we all know in New Zealand we have a healthcare bill of rights. Everyone's seen it on the doctor's office wall, and we all know that, and it's getting overridden by this person who is not paying attention to what is happening in New Zealand, but is reaching out overseas to the CDC, and we know they're corrupt, who's reaching out over to Public Health England, which is now telling the truth, which is saying the vaccine is failing in the UK, the vaccine is failing in Israel, and now she wants us to take the same vaccine that's failing for the Delta virus that's failing around the world. She knows this. If she doesn't, then Ashley Bloomfield's responsible. But this is nonsense, and look how they've run away today from the truth. They can't handle questions, and all we were called was, quote, rude for trying to get to the truth. Catterspin Media, Shane Chafin.
What's up? Hey, good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys take safety. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Good to see you.
I don't know. People are allowed to speak freely, aren't they, Mr. Shane?
They are. So what we had today was Jacinda Ardern, we have footage of it, being asked truthful questions in the presence of media who were paid $56 million, but we're not paid to say at Counterspin Media. So we asked her directly questions, which she didn't answer. She went to somebody else and said, oh, we're going to answer their question. We're not going to answer yours. And now they've retreated behind a barricade, a police, whatever they're doing over there, because she doesn't want to answer truthful questions. She doesn't want to come up against a clinician for 20 years who's board certified through Washington, D.C., because she can't answer this question. She's not a healthcare provider, and Ashley Bloomfield should be here today, not Jacinda Ardern, if she wants to promote a vaccine that has shown to kill at least 12,000 people by the VAERS reporting system in the United States of America, and has injured over 100,000 and 32,000 critically injured people because of this vaccine today that they're trying to push on all these good people, police included.
About police promoting the government instead of standing for the rights and freedoms of the people.
The police are split from what I can tell. But when we talk off camera to some police, they say we understand. One of the police officers said, if the vaccine's so good, we're 85% vaccinated in Auckland, how come the rates are skyrocketing in Auckland? How come we have spread in Auckland? If the vaccine's so good, why is that occurring? The other thing they said is, if they're locked down and nobody's associating with each other, how are they operating then? How are they?
Who are you?
Yeah, you fellas need to stop
What's
being
your
disrespectful
name?
Here.
This is a public place.
Yeah, can you not
Don't touch
me?
My camera.
Don't touch me. I'm
or
not
back away.
Don't touch his camera. Don't touch his camera. Don't do that. Don't touch his
he
camera.
He just touched me.
Don't
Carry
touch
on, Shane.
No. Who
so
are
this
you?
Is a public place, and we are lawfully
that's
allowed to be
hey,
here.
Hey, that's right.
And we're allowed to be here. So.
Officer, this woman is obstructing me. I'm taking a video in a public place.
You are now on
that's right.
Well, I spoke at, well, I was offered in then to your Mariah last week.
We're on your side, buddy.
Speak there, so that's what happened to me.
Just be respectful.
Go away.
We want you to be respectful. Shane.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
Carry on, Shane.
Yes.
So what do you think? The police are divided here.
Don't do that. So the police are divided.
Just keep talking.
The police are divided. So the police are divided. That's what's happening. So now we're just being.
What are you police doing? Are you supposed to be protecting people's rights and freedoms? Why don't you wake up and obey the Bill of Rights? What the hell's wrong with you?
Film this guy.
You don't have the right to be manhandling people. We've got the right to speak.
I am. I'm credentialed.
Okay, we're credentialed.
You said you're looking after your people. Like, yeah. No, I work for the DHB.
I've been down here in the medical
center. You should be a patient.
I've been down here. I speak the truth out of studies.
This is a public place.
For your people, for us all. For your people, for us all.
Everybody has their own choice.
This vaccine,
I agree with that.
But this vaccine is worldwide. It's not just anywhere else.
That's all we are.
They need well, you'd have your meeting on your Mariah. Yeah. This is a public place. Yeah. The law is the law.
I don't know why there's so much aggression.
Because you're not obeying the law.
Is it all right, buddy?
But one thing that would also make me feel better is if you were doing your job. If they're coming up and intimidating and threatening us, then
and touching us and pushing us.
Office. Come over here, gentlemen.
And pushing us. We'll finish your report over here, Shane.
That's fine. Over here, you can.
What's your name, officer?
My name's John, mate.
John who?
John Gower, that's my name.
And what's your badge number, sir?
JGF.
And you were the Australian police or the New Zealand police?
Well, who do you think I'm with? Look at me.
Well, you kind of don't look like
anyway,
New Zealand
Shane,
police. You look more like Australian to me.
To Shane, thanks.
So the story is, I have 20 years qualifications as a healthcare professional, work for the DHB.
Mm-hmm.
In Whangarei, they hired me to go into general practices and teach doctors how to prescribe medications safely and effectively. If there's a, and I'm board certified out of Washington, D.C. I have a subspecialty in HIV/AIDS. I know about RNA viruses, and I know about the treatments for them. I know about this vaccine. I've studied it. Not just me, but I've also studied it. The studies say this vaccine will fail, and it's going to fail for a variety of reasons. But one thing we do know is that in Israel right now, it's failing. And the health ministry in Israel said it's about 39% effective. 39. Dealing with the same virus, which is Delta, as Jacinda Ardern is pushing us to get vaccinated here. How does it make any sense if it's failing in Israel and it's failing in the UK? They said they're, this was a month ago, they said it was down to 63% effective for the Delta virus. And now we're being told that we should be vaccinated with a vaccine that's already failing in other parts of the world. There's three of the countries that's failing around the world. So how does this make any sense that we should come here, she should come here and tell people that it's safe and effective when we already know that one person in New Zealand has died from this? If one person's died, the CARM system only catches about 5%, so we have 19 other people who have died. I don't see Miss Safe and Effective talking about the reality of what is in my profession. She's speaking for my profession. She doesn't get to. We're the healthcare providers. We're the specialists. So when she says it's safe and effective, well, from around the world, they don't say it's safe and effective. The Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System in the United States of America says that 13,000 people have died.
Did you practice over in the States too? Obviously?
Yes, I did. Yep, for decades. I've been here for 8 years.
Okay.
So
you worked with DHB?
Worked with the DHB. I don't anymore, but I worked with the DHB. I worked with the Medicines Management Group. I worked with the PHO. I worked in four general practices and two nursing homes in Whangarei. So it's not as if I'm unfamiliar with the subject. I'm the expert they hired to teach doctors about this subject. So when I hear somebody coming out and saying it's safe and effective, and they're going to mandate you good folks at some point too, I don't care if anybody had it or had it. It's just the mandate.
I guess the freedom of speech, that's fine, but it's just... At times like this, we've all got to be just respectful
to
each other.
Like this,
we've got to obey the law, and you've got to uphold it.
At times like this, we need to speak the truth so that bad things don't happen. Thalidomide came out that wasn't well studied, and what we got was babies with flippers on their arms. Bextra, which is a Pfizer product, came out, and they got sued for billions of dollars. They settled with the Department of Justice. The same company that's pushing this vaccine and their truths out there because they've had undercover reporting from Project Veritas and James O'Keefe where they said this vaccine will fail. They said it on camera. It's out there. Google it right now or look on the internet with your favorite search engine. It's already out there. They've also stated that kids should not have this, and they're looking at 11 to 5-year-olds. And then I'll quote the man who helped develop the vaccine. F no, kids shouldn't take this because there are unforeseen consequences down the road. So if that's the case, why are we going to sit here when we say times like these? Times like these are deceptive times in which this needs to be called out. Not we need to let little thalidomide babies come out. This vaccine was studied for 2 months in safety trials. It usually gets 2 to 4 years for a regular drug. And for new technology such as mRNA, we would be 5 to 10 years down the line. Not 2 months. Not where we're at now. Not 10 months. Not 11 months down the road. It's not well studied. And they know it. And from Official Information Act requests they've responded to, they know it is like that. So we're not talking about just the safety of one place. We're talking about the safety of, number one, the whole planet and everybody. Not just me. Not just you, not just them. Our Mokopuno, our Tamariki, our Fenoa, everyone has issue here. All the people of this land. And so that's what needs to be called out. And you can't do that by sitting around and going, oh, excuse me, dear Prime Minister, can I please have a question? Because I did that. And she didn't answer my question. So when people don't answer your question, you have to speak truth to power. When she knows, because of Official Information Act request, what is going on, and she refuses to respond, and Ashley Bloomfield's office refuses to respond, but they defer to overseas, like the CDC, like the NIH, which is where I got this data from. So if they're giving me those places to go to look at that data, why aren't they doing that themselves? Because the NIH will tell them what the data is. I work for myself now.
Doing?
Consulting, the same thing.
Consulting?
For pharmacy.
Okay.
Yep.
So you don't work for DHB?
Not currently.
How could you be
associated with this if you know the truth?
I guess what it comes down to, though, like, you know,
you're letting your mask slip there, mate. She's a fan of yours, eh?
Someone just being respectful, guys. I mean, you've made.
Well, why don't you be respectful? Well, move back a little bit.
No, you moved back. I'm being very respectful.
No, you weren't, because when people were approaching on you, me, we have it on
they
video.
Were touching and pushing him.
You did nothing.
Intervene,
didn't you?
Just
you took us away.
What's your full name? And what's your number?
So you just be respectful and let people have their say, and that's what we do.
Foxtrot, yep. 997. What's your name? John or David?
I've already given you my last
What's your
name?
Full name?
I've already given you your last
Why
name.
Why don't you do it again? What are you frightened of? How respectful are you?
Well, mine's around my neck, so you can tell who I am. So who are you?
I've already given you my name.
And my name's Grant Edwards.
So look at this. This is one police officer, by the way. The other police officers we've seen at events we covered, such as protests, didn't act like this. None of them did.
No.
As a matter of fact, Doug Tapune, sorry if I got your name wrong, Doug, but... this guy was a gem and a brilliant person. People we talked to at some of the school protests that were there, they also stood up, and cameras off, fine, but some of the people who were there understood what this was. And when there's tyranny coming, such as this is, when there's lies being put on all of the New Zealand public, there's no time to be respectful. I say to you, New Zealand, you need to stop being kind and stop being respectful and start being good, because good is what's going to take this and get rid of these problems. Not somebody like this who says you be respectful, but I don't have to. That's utter nonsense.
You just need to
respect
the Bill
of Rights.
So don't
put up with these people. The New Zealand Bill of Rights Act says we do have the freedom of speech. It doesn't say you have the freedom to have speech as long as you're being respectful. That's nowhere in there. Mm. This is something these people, this guy has made up. Nowhere else.
Yeah, well, so, they program them and they give them the brainwashing. They even believe that hate speech is real. I had one cop say hate speech is a real law.
It's not everybody, so let's not paint everybody with a broad brush.
There's three good local Mortimer police I know here, and they're not here today for good reason, because they're not on your
side.
They
don't want to be a part of your nonsense.
I won't say their names.
Who are they? You ask far too many questions, man. You want to know too much. Who are you? How old are you? Have you been vaccinated? Have you still got chlamydia? I'd like your full medical results, please. Can I have a look at them? Let's have a look at your full medical results. You got syphilis still?
I was listening.
Gara.
Thanks, man.
I actually said it.
Why don't you go home and read
it? I couldn't hear you because of your mask, mate.
Pleasant day anyway.
You too, man.
It's the first protest I've seen. There were two people. Obviously, they think that they're smarter than the virus.
Good job. All right, so what we witnessed there is a sequence of events that could not have actually been anticipated, at least not on my side, as I just was going about on that that day, as I normally do, my routine, and I got a tip from a source that was a very unlikely, and they said, I think you're going to be very busy today, and I said, what do you know that I don't? And they said, well, Jacinda Ardern is going to be in Northland. And I said, is that right? I said, how do you know that? And he said, well, there was a regular news reporter, so to speak, regular, who came through, and that's where they were going. And I thought, all right, he's right. So we hurried up, and as fast as we could, we put a film crew together and got some folks and headed up north. And had a little powwow before, you know, we went up, and just timed it right, because we didn't want to get there too soon, because we knew that if we were spotted out, they might say, oh, you know, who are these people, and sick their goons on us, which, as you saw in the video, the goons did come, and the goons just didn't come for us, but they came for other people as well. We got there, and it was, you know, we just parked right across the street. We walked right in there, right past the toilets, which was perfect for what she was doing that day, because you'd need one nearby. And then we walked right into the little scrum of the reporters. And then this in the back, right when I walked up, I sort of knitted myself into them. And then I hear in the background this Māori singing, and I thought, oh, what's happening? And thank God that there was somebody there, because it pulled security and goons all the way away from where the cameras were, where the reporters were. And I was, because that happened, I was able to get in and do work, because they were so preoccupied by whoever this, you know, this ne'er-do-well who dare come and protest the great Jacinda Ardern. So as that all went, I just pushed in, and I heard what she was saying, and I thought, oh, how, you know, some of this stuff is just ridiculous. And she talked about, you know, professionals being able to talk about the vaccine. And I thought, well, okay, I'm a professional. So how, why, you know, can I ask a question? And so, you know, I just sort of, you know, leaned in and asked her a question. And then she tried to divert off that question, didn't want to answer it. And she said, you know, we only answer questions from accredited press. So if we thought that she was something before, she took away what? The right to defend yourself. She went after freedom of speech. She's gone after your water. She's gone after your land. She's gone after just about every, and the kids. I mean, the kids, she's gone after them too, with different agendas, and she's coming for him next. I mean, you keep watch, because, you know, Ginger Chris Hipkins is going to go out there, Ginger Winger, and he's already talking about 5 to 11-year-olds. And as I've mentioned previously, there is zero reason to do that. And as a Johns Hopkins University study that's just recently been done, show they studied 48,000 kids who had COVID. And it turns out that unless they had an illness that was mortal or likely to be mortal in the near future, none of them died. Zero. So do you hear me, Jacinda? You hear me, Ashley Bloomfield? Chris Hipkins, are you watching? It's zero. So why are you going to inflict myocarditis and neurological disorders on children? Because they're being reported out there right now. And you know that. You knew it before and you know it now. So where's this coming from, Jacinda? I mean, I know we had a spat up there and it's horrible.
It's a love spat.
It's horrible to do something like that out in public. And, you know, you're trying to be professional and do your job. And then, you know, this sort of domestic thing takes place. So, I want to apologize. And I think there's a way forward. So when you're ready, you know, and you have an open invitation to come to a real news media outlet that's not paid off. There's no pay to say here. We volunteer our time, because we want what's good and true. So if you want to come to a real news and face real questions, because I bet you don't. I bet you're not good enough. I know you got a communications degree, but my guess is your specialty is lying. You probably have a really good specialty in lying and perfected it. Who knows where you were working at the time?
Tavistock
Institute. So, but again, I don't want to go too black-pilled in our relationship. So, you know, I've made this just to remember the day that we first met, and hopefully, you know, we can patch this up together. So come on to Counterspin.
I think you can.
And let's have a talk about it. You know, just, you know, oppressed Irish ancestry to colonial queen. Let's, you know, we could work this out, right? I mean, you ruled over us in the past, right? And you want to rule over us again, and you want to rule over the Maori, because clearly you just think you can go pay off the lords like you're in Scotland, and they can oppress their own people. But you found out that when you come to the north, and why you thought that you were going to come and tell Northland what to do. I mean, that's ballsy. I got to give it to you. You got a lot of balls for doing that one.
Literally.
So, yeah, I mean, you come up north, but I tell you what, you got it handed to you, because all you did was run from a few questions. It's like you've never seen a real reporter in your life. It's like all I said was, hey, you know, what's the infection fatality rate? Now, that seems like an appropriate question during what you're calling a great pandemic where we're all going to die from COVID, and an infection fatality rate. Come on, simple question. And after that, you know, if you're so compassionate and empathetic and concerning and concerned about New Zealand population, then, you know, do you know the name? Do you know right now the name of the woman who died because she took the vaccine that you recommended?
It's safe and effective.
Safe and effective, you said. Not how safe, not how effective. Not looking at studies around the world, not looking at vaccine injuries in America, which, you know, I'm the American. Nothing there. And she died. And that's on you.
Well, they are indeed. They're not reporters. I have to correct you. They're repeaters. They just repeat ad nauseum the narrative that they've been fed, and they shove it down people's throats. And now, of course, they roll out the sports stars, and they roll out the actors and the singers and all that sort of stuff. And they're all rapping for the vaccine and all that sort of stuff.
And some of which have done that overseas in the U.S. And you keep telling us to go back to the U.S. and look at the NIH and CDC. Well, why don't you go look at some of the famous people in the U.S., some of the sports stars, some of the who've taken the vaccine and then died shortly after that. I don't hear you mentioning that.
No, it's inconvenient.
Yeah. So what I did see was when I went up there is I saw a very scripted situation. I even had a reporter next to me telling me to be respectful, because that's what it's all about. It's about control, because they want you to say, oh, be respectful. So press down that freedom, that urge you have to be free with inside you, and just do what you're told. That's the box they want to put you in. You know, keep calm and carry on. Be kind. Like, that's what it is. That is just a chain around the neck of a people. And there's no freedom in that. That is oppression. So what I saw up there that day was somebody who thinks she's a queen, and she thinks she can rule over people and just buy off people.
And you want to know the rub on that? Check this out. Now, the Boatshed Cafe was a place of interest in the north, supposedly. That was on, I think it was the 24th and 25th of October. They apparently closed down for a week out of respect or something. Now, you tell everyone it's at least 2 weeks in managed isolation, quarantine. So it closed down for a week, and then the owners of that came down and fed you your supplies when you were there, just one day after that week, outside the hospital. So how does that work? You, obviously, and your team must now be considered super spreaders, and you need to go away for 2 weeks and self-quarantine. They've changed it now to self-monitor. Maybe she carries a mirror around to keep monitoring herself as she's walking around with her hand gestures and
head shaking
like this. Yes, I really know what you're talking about. I wish you'd just shut your mouth and move on. Don't ask me anything inconvenient, Shane. That's just rude.
If you don't stop, Kelvin, I'm going to shut this feed down.
That's right. And the Northern Māori are intelligent. They're not taking the jab and willing to be experimented on. So what happens? The headmistress shuts them down, right, level 3, until you comply. How scripted was that? We knew that was coming. And then she takes her little COVID-spreading rear end down to Whanganui, where she's met with more people who aren't happy with her. And they shut her down again.
Yeah, interesting that, because she was supposed to go to a vaccine clinic there. And there were so many people outside. And what I saw is it looked like hundreds of people outside on the video I saw. Absolutely. And I thought, go Whanganui, 200-300 strong. Stand up. Do not let this tyrant come to the north of New Zealand and tell us in the north what we're going to do. You're not going to come north. You stay down in Auckland and Wellington. You stay down there and you don't come up this way, because you're not welcome. You may have people that you paid off of $28 million. You may be throwing $120 million. And that's an old English tactic. And we know that's like I said, that's just in Scotland and everywhere else. So you pay off some lords of the land so that the rest of the people could be oppressed. But you met somebody there who was standing up. And they knew better that day. They knew what was going on. So, you know, you've got you're so racist in your approach. You think you can own Maori. I mean, I just can't even believe that I'm actually seeing it. That's just like colonialism. I mean, it's exactly like colonialism. I don't know what else you could call it, because if you look at what colonialism did, that's what's happening right now with Jacinda Ardern. She, as Joe Rogan said, that's coming up. But I'll preview it here. But Joe Rogan timed
Kelvin Alp from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Kelvin Alp, born March 27, 1971, is a New Zealand far-right politician and activist. Alp was the leader of the Direct Democracy Party of New Zealand, which stood in the 2005 general elections. He also stood for mayor of Manukau City in 2007. Alp stood in the 2011 Te Tai Tokerau by-election under the RNZ party banner, receiving 0.5% of the vote. He served in the New Zealand Army from 1995 to 1996. Citation needed. Alp has attempted to use a Maori passport abroad in an attempt to highlight Maori issues. Alp has claimed that this practice ended after the New Zealand Labour-led government threatened to pull allocated school funding in the Solomon Islands. Citation needed. In 1996, Alp set up the New Zealand Armed Intervention Force as a mercenary organization, later transforming it into a paramilitary, anti-banking, pro-people rights movement, although it was referred to in the media as a Maori separatist organization. It is now defunct. Alp and his partner were taken into custody by police in October 2021 for allegedly breaching COVID-19 travel restrictions, but were released without charge. Alp is a director of and program host for Counterspin Media Limited.
Counterspin streams on the Steve Bannon-led GTV network, whose content has been described as a significant source of fake news and misinformation. A Counterspin contributor interrupted a press conference by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in November 2021, loudly shouting misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines, leading Ardern to temporarily halt the event. Wikipedia would like to give a huge shout out to Byron C. Clark and the New Zealand extremist, far radical left media publication Stuff for this glowing endorsement of and a badge of honor for
making sure that we're doing everything that we can to reach people that we need to. This is an issue of this is an issue
not working in Israel.
Sir, I'm going to ask I'm going to answer the questions of the accredited media.
Also in the UK,
sir, I will shut down the press conference if you do not cease.
It's rude to lie.
Sorry, to our accredited members of the gallery here, we might move to an inside venue. Unfortunately, we've got someone who's disrupting your press conference today, so we might reconvene. Thank you.
Yeah. Can we use the facility here?
Do you know whether or not it's open?
Wikipedia, look at that, the open source platform that you can all go on. In fact, I encourage you all now to go and open yourselves up a little account, go into your favorite politician or a movie star or actor, go in there and start messing with the profiles, mess with everything, because you can make a Māori white supremacist, you can make me a Māori radical, you can do whatever you want, because it's actually, there is no checks and balances on Wikipedia. There is so much wrong with that article. I could be here for the rest of the show, but I'll spare you that. But just know that Wikipedia is probably the most unreliable. It's just like Facebook. It's just crap. So now we're going to bring in the lady who stood her ground, pulled her own people out, and was not backing down one inch, regardless of what people tried to do to suppress her voice. So welcome to the show, Tuatanga. Okay, if you're just, I know you sent me an intro, but I don't want to murder your language. I've been trying to practice it, but I get a bit tongue-tied. I'll give it a go. This is about good comedy. Make good comedy. The white supremacist trying to speak Māori here, according to the papers. Okay. Kia Tinga Rogers, no Ngāti Kaharo. Ooh, I think I'm nailing it. Her baby is Timaru Tirei Aroha Peihopa. Oh. Paihopa, Kawati, Tonga Aka Atikaha, Te Haka Paiuri, Kawati Natahini. Close?
Kia ora.
How's it?
Oh, very awesome. Good, thank you.
Apologies if I murdered any of that. As you know, it's not my first language. Hell, even English isn't my first language. Can't get that right half the time, as you can tell when you watch back shows. Now, you went up there and you squared off not only against calling out the Prime Minister, because you knew what she was up there for. She's as fake as hell. And we all know that. And we're the only news organisation that will call her out on that. We invited her to the show to come here and explain herself and try to answer real questions, like Shane chose to ask her, based on real fact and evidence and scientific and medical professionalism, something she is completely unaccustomed with old bloomers and those other dunces, hapless Hipkins and all that sort of crap. What drove you to actually go there and make a stand?
First, if you don't mind, I'd like to introduce myself and start with a prayer.
Absolutely.
He ara hau tēnei, kia tuka te manawa o te whare e tū nei, kia tuka, kia tuka. Kia māha ki mārire ki tēnei whānau nei e. Pikitia te patu o te rangi e tohu ana koe ko te whiwhinga, ko te rawenga. Toka anu anu, toka hia hia rino hia. Tohu iwi maere, tohu e kore e tae a te tītiro. He kōtuku te manu e kore rawe i te kō i reira. He kura i taka i puna, tūria pātiki a puone. Tangohia ake waiho ana hei tohu aroha nei e. Ai o ki te whenua, ai o ki te rangi, ai o ki ngā tāngata katoa, tīhei wa Māori ora. Ko te mea tuatahi māku me mehi ki tō tātou matua nui te wāhingaro, koe a te timatanga me te whakaotinga o ngā mea katoa no reira kururia ki tōna ingoa tapu. Ko te mea tuarua ki tō tātou tūpuna kwa ngaru i te tirohanga kanohi, haere, haere, haere atura. Kia tātou te kanohi ora e hui hui nei, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Me mihi ka tika kia koutou e Counterspin Media, mō tēnei wāhanga kua tuku mai ki au ki te kōrero ki te ao whānui nei, nō reira tēnei te mihi nui kia koutou. Ko wai ahau, he uri tēnei no te hoki a ngā nui a kupe, ko rāhiri te tūpuna, ko ngā puhi nui tonu te iwi. Ki te taha o tōku mātua, no omanaia me o tau ahau, ko Ngāti Kaharau, Ngāti Hau, Ngaitu te auru ngā hapu. Ki te taha o tōku whaia, no Pawaringa ahau, ko te uri o tai te hapu. Ko Tiotinga Rogers tōku ingoa mō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou, tēnā kātou katoa. Kia ora whānau, my name is Tiotinga. First and foremost, all glory to God, the giver, the taker of all. Glory to his sacred name. Secondly, to our ancestors who fought to lay down this path for us, who fought for our land so that we may have a place to call home. To Counterspin Media for allowing me this opportunity to come and speak. Thank you so much. I am from the Hokianga, which is further up in the North Island. My tribe is Ngāpuhi. My sub-tribes are Ngāti Kaharau, Ngāti Hau, Ngaitu, Te Auru, and Te Uri O Tai. You probably recognize me as one of the hecklers. Our stand at Kawakawa was purely to get a message through to Jacinda that we do not agree with the new amended COVID-19 legislation, allowing government officials to forcefully enter our homes and vaccinate not only ourselves but our children against our will. We will never stand for that. Under He Whakaputanga, the Declaration of Independence of United Tribes of New Zealand, Jacinda has no authority over us or our territories. The mana whakahaere o tō mātou whenua lies with the rangatira of the hapu, of the whenua, which is why Jacinda has now bribed our iwi leaders to put out a declaration on our behalf that we do not agree with. 15 hapu do not speak for the whole of Ngāpuhi, the biggest tribe of New Zealand. That's made up of over more than 50 hapu. We will never cede our sovereignty. You will never come into Northland and think you can run us down. We're here waiting. We appreciate all the love and support and all the messages we've received from everybody since that day. We're totally humbled by that. We will never give up the fight. If anything, we are just starting. And this is a karanga to our iwi leaders. Hear our cry. Hear the cry of your people who are asking you to do what you know is right in your heart and stop all of this. Jacinda, you will never divide our people. You are uniting us more than you ever know. And we are rising. We are waking. We will rise and you will fall. Thank you, Counterspin Media, for this opportunity to speak. And I also appreciate your support on the day while we were up there, Shane, having my back. Thank you very much. Peace.
You're a legend. You're an absolute legend. A single woman bringing them all to their knees. Imagine when the rest of them join you and start pushing back. Because what I saw when I was in Waitangi was basically the Rainbow Nation. I'm not talking about the one that's gender confused with 56 different ones and all that sort of stuff. I'm talking about the real people of these lands coming together in a cosmopolitan way with one voice and pushing this tyrant back into the parasite's palace that we lovingly call Parliament Building, or the Beehive, because it's called a Beehive because it offers nothing but stings to us. You called out quite pointedly, you call it Honi Harawira and his ilk. And I'll call them an ilk because they're like a subset of the rest of you.
Hapu o Taunui, yeah, made up of 12 iwi leaders, hapu leaders, sellouts, kupapa, all of that.
Well, all the good words that we are used to describe people who don't work in our best interest. And you've got to wonder, someone needs to check their bank accounts and check just how much they're getting paid in their back pocket, because there's no way in hell you would sell your people out, have them placed in danger by an experimental jab that is proving to kill people, and it's proving to have a lot of adverse reactions. In fact, we'll be doing an upcoming show on all of those people who wish to come forward, speak out on these jabs and ask medical questions. We'll have Shane on to answer them for you, and then on our other doctors who want to come and help that along as well. People have to get these stories, and you parents who have children who have died, who have allegedly taken bribes of like $100,000 plus, we need you to forget this form where you can't speak, where the confidentiality forms, forget it. Other kids' lives are more important. Come out, because anything signed under a non-disclosure that puts other people in danger of death and reckless disregard that Jacinda has for their lives is not worth the paper it's printed on, and it's not worth the ink that it was used to sign. So we encourage those people, come out, speak to us. We will get your stories to air. You cannot be shut down on this platform, no matter what they're trying to do down there. And we will show you a clip later in the show that shows you all exactly what they're doing, because we have their Zoom recording, how they're trying to counterspin media, Voices for Freedom, and others who are speaking out and destroying their narrative, because you people are actually listening to us. So we're going to go back to you, because I want to get your feeling. It was your own that was trying to shut you down, I noticed. And even though you were being pushed, the cops did nothing. I saw one in the video, they just walk away.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your own coming at you? I mean, it's bad enough for everyone else, but when your own is sort of looking after the enemy, it's got to be disheartening.
For me, it really shows their guilt, really, that they are trying to hide something. Why else would you be siding with the government over your own people? Yeah, it's really sad, but there is a lot of our own people who are against us because the carrot's been dangled in front of them.
Absolutely, and that's why they're in lockdown right now, because they do not consent. And because of that, she's punishing them. She's punishing people for not taking the jab. She says,
we have the lowest rate of vaccine people. That's why their push is for Taitokiro. Cindy Kiro comes from Taitokiro, the new governor general. Also, Jacinda Dern just gave whatever the government award was to one of our local schools out in Totoro. Then a few days later, she ends up out in Rawini, and then in Kawakawa the same day.
Yeah. It's all scripted, isn't it? It's all scripted. Yeah. They've got this plan locked down. They've got the players. They've got the opposition. They've got the tactical plan to oppose those opposition and depose them. If you've got, what do you want to say to not only your own people up there, but the other people looking on who saw the fiasco? We'll call it a fiasco because we're talking Jacinda Ardern's press conference was a fiasco by her own making. She can't front. What do you want to say to the people up there? And do you want to call them? How do you want to do this?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
If you were able to have a platform, which you have right now, funny enough, to talk to everyone up there, because they'll all be watching, because they're intelligent. If you could speak straight to them now, en masse, what would you say to them?
We need to unite. We need to come together. We need a plan to take out this government.
And we are 100% in agreement with you. We actually believe this government needs to go. It needs to be taken down. Am I advocating the overthrow of the government? Well, just like elections, every 3 years we try to overthrow the government that we don't like. But I think we need to hasten their exit sooner rather than later, because they have caused a hell of a lot of damage and carnage, not only in the economy, but with our children, with people dropping dead left, right and centre, doctors and nurses, despite supposedly working through bloody 2 years of this deadly pandemic, wiping out mankind. They're fine, and all of a sudden they have to get a jab to be protected. Come on, Jacinda, you're losing the damn plot.
But also we need a plan for if Jacinda was to step down, who would step up that's not going to do the same or worse than what she's doing?
Definitely none of the current lot. You definitely wouldn't replace them with National Labour, Greens, or any of those other toadstools that just sit there feeding on, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I think some good community people who are trusted, to steer the ship until this country gets its act together, close the borders, don't allow anybody else in. Let's fix our own problems before we open up again. You know what? You're an absolute legend. And we will give you Hero of the Week because you actually stood your ground against the odds and you did not back down. And that's, to me, that's inspiring. And you inspired a nation, I can tell you now. And this thing went worldwide. And we'll show you, we'll be showing you some of the clips shortly of exactly where it's gone and what they're saying now. Because Jacinda used to be touted by all the bought and paid for media across the world as the ideal leader and how she was dealing with COVID. Well, we've just blown a hole in that shine. Her ship is sinking and she's losing political capital. And so I tell you what, she's not going to recover from this because we're going to put our foot on the gas and we're going to keep going at it. So thank you very much for joining us. You are a legend. If you've got any parting words or how can people follow you, because you'll be hot property right now. People will want to follow you, see what you're up to, see what you want to organize. You're another up-and-coming leader because you've got a voice and you're willing to use it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity.
No worries at all. Do you have any social media that people can follow you on? Because that's pretty important.
I have Facebook. You can follow all my stuff who I've been calling out. Tiltinga Rogers.
Brilliant. People, go on that Facebook. Friend request. You'll probably blow up past 5,000 limit, but follow her anyway. And these are the sorts of people we need to be following. So coming up next, we're having... my phone went blank. I'll just get my next live program here. Like I said, this is live. So, okay, we're going to go Joe Rogan and the InfoWars pieces. And this is what the world has to say about Jacinda. Check this out.
Have you seen that lady who's running New Zealand? If she even gets asked questions at press conferences, people yell out questions, she goes, "We're going to shut this down. We're going to shut this down if you keep yelling out." And then she just leaves.
She's like a Lady Trump.
Accredited press only. And so she leaves. Like she took the fucking press conference indoors because they were yelling out about the vaccine program that they have in Israel, how it's not working, and about the vaccinated people account for a vast percentage of the people that are testing positive and even deaths. And so this guy's yelling that out. But what about this? You're yelling out about this vaccine program. You want everybody to be vaccinated. Tell us what you know about how it's failing in Israel. And she goes, "We're going to just shut this down if you keep," with a big smile on her face. But they have ultimate power now.
Yikes.
They have the power to shut down businesses, keep people in their homes. It's not as simple as just protecting people. It's also they have power. So when they have power, they fucking like it, man. That's the reason why they run. Those are the kind of people that run for governor and mayor in the first place. They enjoy telling people what to do.
They're dorks.
They like being the king.
They want to be bullies.
I like being the queen. Yeah.
Remember when not knowing anything about politics was normal?
So the type of stories I like are ones that are really educational and informative and transformative, because if you understand how it's a weak spot in the globalist armor, you can exploit it and others can exploit it. So under globalism, under the Great Reset, you have an iron grip at press conferences for prime ministers and presidents and then regional governors, premiers, and others. And so now whenever somebody asks an unauthorized question that hasn't already been scripted, that agency is then banned from future events. And if someone's able to slip in and get a question in, that person is taken out, in many cases, in handcuffs. This happened to me once at a press conference when I asked George W. Bush an unauthorized question about his father and the CFR and the communist Chinese plan that the globalists set up to sell out the country. You want to see it, just type into search engine Alex Jones arrested for asking George W. Bush a question. So they've been trying to get this set up for a long time. But a reporter, an independent reporter, not part of the, quote, accredited media, the controlled state-run media, said, well, what about Israel, where they've got highest death rates, highest illness rates, highest hospitalization rates amongst the so-called vaccinated? Why isn't it working? But we've all got to take it. And the press conference was abruptly shut.
And what I'd say is that we're all actually
completely on the same page when it comes to driving vaccinations and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to reach people that we need to.
Why is this an issue not working in Israel?
Sir, I'm going to ask. I'm going to answer the questions of the accredited media.
Also in the UK,
sir, I will shut down the press conference if you do not cease.
It's rude to lie.
Sorry to our accredited members of the gallery here. We might move to an inside venue. Unfortunately, we've got someone who's disrupting your press conference today, so we might reconvene. Thank you.
Yeah. Can we use the facility here?
Sure we can. Do you know whether or not it's open?
And they put all their little mask on, the symbol of their ongoing cult.
And then hold it there.
Yeah, let's go inside and hold it there.
A quiet space for you. And if you want
to, arrogant she is.
And you feel like you need to re-record, we can do that inside as well.
What a disgusting criminal.
I'm going to go to the bathroom and then.
Heavily on the payroll of the globalist. So this is global corporations censoring everybody, blocking real treatments for normal diseases, claiming people that have died of other things have died of COVID, and then ending press conferences if somebody raises real facts. She says, you're not accredited media. By the way, that's three-month, four-month-old news that it's 39% effective in an Israeli study. Now the Israeli studies say less than 10%. You can pull that up. That's in the damn Jerusalem Post. And they are the most vaccinated country in the world. I just read you, Ireland's numbers are almost as bad as Israel's. Sweden didn't do all this, and it's over there.
Okay. So what we're seeing now is Jacinda Ardern and all the comments that came out from the New Zealand Herald, or excuse me, the New Zealand mainstream media, and just labeling us different things. Now, the good thing is we got some press, but you know, they called us, you know, unauthorized press, and they called us, you know, not credentialed. And they came out and told us that we were, you know, shouldn't have been speaking because we weren't accredited. But around the world, all of a sudden, this story, because of the way Jacinda abruptly ended it, started catching. So you're seeing InfoWars, you're seeing Rebel News, you're seeing Turning Point USA, which is huge. And they played a video of Daily Mail, The Guardian chimed in there. And there's a great pictures on the Daily Mail of Jacinda. Right Watchman put this up. So this event. And
you're going to have to start again when he didn't have the audio going. So just wait and just play it again for yourself and just talk, mention them. The audio is going, Justin. It is going out.
Okay, so we're having a few more little technical issues here. But we're just waiting for a cue from the producer. Okay, we're going. Yeah, so what we've seen is all of this reporting, because the way Jacinda shut everything down and exposed that she's trying to manipulate and control the whole narrative with the deception. And what happened is truth came in, light broke out and showed on the darkness, and she didn't know what to do. So she turned tail and ran. And all of a sudden the world noticed and said, hey, wait a minute, that's not real. That's what she's doing there is all fake. And so you had Turning Point USA and InfoWars, you had The Guardian, you had The Daily Mail. Yeah, and it started dumping in from Australia and from England and from Chile and Canada,
worldwide.
Rebel News. And it just went viral because of how she handled that. She could just answer the question, but instead she chose to shut it down and just carry on with her, whatever she was putting together there, you know, the scripted sort of movie play, and move it indoors and just look at what was and just say, oh, that never happened. She actually said to a reporter, like, oh, if you want to erase that and just re-record later.
Yeah, we'll do it later. That's right.
Yeah, that's great. So we can get rid of all that truth and evidence, like, yuck, gross.
Yeah, but sorry, Jacinda, we had it live as it happened and you weren't erasing what we had.
That's right. So when you think about this, is it's a good thing that all this happened, because what it did was it broke the spell of what happened, what was going on in New Zealand, and then it just vomited it out worldwide, and everybody looked at Jacinda Ardern and said, nope, not anymore. The love affair is over.
Because in the lead up to this whole COVID scamdemic, because we know it's just crap,
The whole thing's crap. Basically, what they were doing is saying, hey, we've got this deadly pandemic that you need to be scared of. Rush to us. We will give you this experimental serum that will protect you from all this bad boy. And but what they're actually doing is pretty much creating the problem that they pretend to be saving you from.
Well, there's certainly problem, reaction, solution sort of people. And that was very evident with how everything was manipulated up there and how, and as we just saw, we had sort of people waiting, laying in wait to go after this beautiful Maori woman with her kids and her baby and her husband's around, and everybody just started surrounding her and bullying her.
Yeah.
But I thought this was supposed to be a compassionate leadership.
Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, all that's gone because the Bill of Rights is subordinate legislation. Parliament operates under assumed parliamentary sovereignty, so the rights of the people be damned, especially when they're pushing a corporate agenda, which she has KPIs to meet of the amount of people that she needs to stick that needle into.
Mm.
That's pretty much how it's playing out.
When you look at it on its face value, you go, well, none of this is real. Like, it's not real. And now not only is New Zealand waking up, and waking up really well, because I mean, look at what's happening around New Zealand. Even before this event, you had people in Tauranga, you had people in Wellington, you had people in Northland protesting.
And the numbers are growing. And I think this will be the culmination of all of that coming together. This is the watershed moment for the country. Mm. This is where people are coming together and they're building in numbers. And we talked from early on in the shows of the human tsunami that will build and it will not be stopped. And now it's underway.
Yeah, it's happening. There's a song by a band that people know called Rage Against the Machine. And it's, you look at it and it's all hell can't stop us now. Like, we're on our way.
Yeah.
Because all the lies that have been built up. I mean, we still have some people there who believe the fear mongering that's being put out there. Yeah. But it's starting to fade. They talk about long haul COVID, but now what we're seeing is long haul lockdown.
Yeah,
people are sick. Long haul jabs, because they're like, okay, I just can't do this anymore. Like, we're just all sick to death of it. And honestly, they just needed people to stand up and speak truth to power.
That's exactly what it took. The narrative broke down a long time ago. It's the fear of the enforcement side of things that they're worried about.
And what we're seeing is you know, there may have been past tense some legitimacy to that, because when you see this woman there and singing, by the way, freedom of speech, expressing herself and her views to a person who's supposedly elected in a democratic election.
Right.
Who was supposedly just in touch with the people and cares about everyone, and she just ignored her. And it was so disrespectful, so disgraceful for a person. Now, we saw the veil drop before this, though.
We did.
And that was, oh, you know, you're going to create two classes of citizens.
And she was happy about that. She was wrapped.
She looked to be just, yeah, that's what it is.
Must have gone to South Africa and studied apartheid.
Yeah. Exactly. So maybe she just looked at some World War II footage and decided that was a great program.
Great plan.
So all that, the veil has dropped. I call for Jacinda Ardern to resign from her position.
In fact, you have the whole government and every other political party in opposition, you're all to go. But none of us want you there at all. David Seymour, a lot of people thought he would be the one to come and champion, but he's a communist, fascist, whatever you want to label it. He's a complete sellout as well. I want to see what he's getting bribed.
Well, I can say this. There is no opposition to this plan.
That's not.
And we can go back to Dr. Kerry Chant, because why wouldn't we, who said that this is the New World Order, New South Wales Director of Health, testifying in front of some people today over there.
Court, I think it was.
Yeah. They didn't even kick her out. She literally said, this is the New World Order. Mainstream media said that's true. And here we are. Mm-hmm. So it looks as though, you know, the right thing to do for the people would be to resign, because the people are showing you that we're done with this. At least the ones who aren't being paid millions of dollars. Yeah. And that's most of us.
Now, I'll say it because a lot of people think it, and I'm not one to sort of not bring their voice to the air. But the new Governor General, sad to say, it's just a token Māori to keep the Māori up there suppressed like they are somebody now. If Cindy Kiro had any type of compassion for her people or for the country in general, you would dissolve this parliament and you'll do it now. Because Jacinda and her cohorts are without a doubt guilty of reckless disregard for human life and even murder, I would posit. Now, I know people who have actually laid formal charges against Jacinda Ardern at the police station, and they're now collecting evidence. So we can call in on people to come forward with the evidence of people who have died soon after these shots. Because it is happening. You're just not getting to hear about it from the mainstream lens because they are bought and paid for. We know this. And they come after us like this Sam Hudson, this little wet behind the ears basement dweller who tries to write hit pieces like he's all that in a bag of chips. He tried to set one of our counter-spin team up early on in the piece by trying to get us to come out against Billy TK, with evidence. And even though me and Billy have had a few run-ins, I would not do that because I said, when he approached Hannah, I said, you make sure he fronts with the facts and evidence. I don't want to hear conjecture. I don't want to hear spin. I don't want to hear assumptions. I want the facts and evidence. Otherwise, there's no way I'll go out against the man doing that. I may have my own personal problems with him, but I am not going to lay the boot into someone. It's unjustified. I don't do that. I don't do on rumor. Like, I don't mind people attacking me because you guys give me fuel to carry on, and I'll come back harder. And the more you try to shut me up, I'll get louder, and I will just keep coming like a freight train. You will not stop me, and you won't stop Counterspin. Our audience here is one of the best in the country because these guys are awake and these guys are making waves. And you should and going to the meetings where these people are, they are onto it. They have more information and more facts and evidence than anyone Jacinda brings to that podium. That's incredible.
So let's go back to that. So as we went through this whole process, and as we just saw all these, luckily all these media groups were reporting, because, you know, once we're there, they couldn't act like it didn't happen. Yeah. So we caught them so off guard that they had to recognize us. But what did they do? Well, first we were hecklers.
Oh, the transition, yeah. The story transition in real time.
There was some evolution within about 4 hours. But the first thing we were called was hecklers, which is why Teotinga brought that up. So in honor of the heckling from the reporter, and finally what they got right, the U.S. Board certified pharmacist and chief medical correspondent for Counterspin Media.
See, that's what we do. We send someone who knows what they're talking about to ask the questions, not these idiots who wouldn't know their.
And so in honor of
family friendly show,
in honor of being the heckler, I've made this shirt. If I can get it up there, and it says
move this way.
It says I am heckler.
It's like I am legend.
Exactly. Yeah. And also the hat I have on today, just for the racist squad out there who will call us white supremacists. It's not a Donald Trump hat. It is a MAGA hat, but it says "Make Ardern go away." But I've had to augment it since the issue up there in Kentucky. It says "I made Ardern go away."
That's good. Yeah,
yeah.
It's no mean feat.
I was surprised that it happened. I was pleasantly surprised that it happened. So I think now what we need to do is probably take a look at some other people who also fronted up and hung out with Jacinda.
Yep. The Whanganui press conference. These people.
We were speaking to people today, though, who work in education, who aren't going to get vaccinated, who are about to lose their jobs.
Mm.
You know, can you understand where they're coming from with their, you know, anger and frustration at what's happening?
We have not taken lightly the decision for some areas to require vaccination. It's took a lot of discussion and careful thought. And we have, you've seen, focused in on those groups that we do consider to be high risk. If you work in the health profession, we do need to be able to guarantee that people who are seeking healthcare who are vulnerable are protected. If you work in education, likewise, we've got a large group of people that we cannot vaccinate who are in our education system. So yes, it is a big decision, but not one we took lightly, and one that we took in what we believe is the best interests of all New Zealanders.
Do you reckon
acknowledge, though, that the mandates may have forced the people further into their corners and further torn apart the social cohesion, as opposed to those people perhaps coming forward if they weren't there?
No, I know that. I know that from some discussions, there are those who, for whom it's had the other effect. It's caused them, where they've had questions, to confront those, to go and have conversations. And, of course, remember, we had the experience of having already rolled this out for our border workers, and what we noticed was by putting a date, it did cause those who had questions to go and seek advice, talk to trusted health professionals, and then make a decision. So, yes, in these areas now, we are forcing those decisions to be made, but I hope that also means people are actually accessing the information they need to make it.
And very early on in the vaccination rollout, I think before we even acquired vaccines, both yourself and Minister Hipkins said that the vaccinations would never be forced on anyone, and yet the mandates have come.
So that was the question over whether or not we would compel all New Zealanders to be vaccinated, and we've firmly taken that view. We will not, and we have not. This is about certain workforces and workplaces where we've applied an assessment of whether or not we have a duty of care to look after those most vulnerable.
Do you acknowledge that by appearing to sort of flip-flop on that issue, though, it has given the anti-vaccine movement...
Well, I don't believe we have, because the question always was, would we mandate vaccinations for all New Zealanders, and we haven't. Nor, for instance, you know, we've also guarded against requiring vaccines in areas where we need to ensure that people are always, no matter what, able to access health services, food, government support. We've been very clear. We will not require and will never require vaccine certificates to access food, to access government benefits, to access services that people need to live.
And can you tell us a bit about your plans to go to Auckland?
So we haven't yet firmed up, because we just need to work on those windows of time in order to fulfil everyone's requirements, both at the border and for Parliament. So just working on what window of time will be required to fill all of that, and then that will help me slot that visit in. But we are trying to work on it as soon as possible. I will come to you next. We've got time.
On sort of visiting Northland yesterday,
yep.
We're still unsure how the cases got into the community.
We are.
Why are you now confident that you can travel to an unvaccinated part of New Zealand?
Can you explain bit more about what you mean by that question?
Yeah, so that why, you know, without knowing where the chains of transmission in Northland, what gives you confidence to then go in, and why you're not
isolated? Of course, what we know about the individuals and their movements, we've defined down an area, and the cautious approach, a very cautious approach, has been to say to that area, we'd like those who are symptomatic to be tested, and of course continue to encourage vaccination in those areas too. I haven't travelled into those areas. Of course, I wasn't in those areas at the time that we believe this may have occurred, but I will follow all of the same health guidance regardless. But again, those aren't the areas that I visited yesterday. And of course, we have level 2 requirements up there, mask use and so on.
Okay, well, that's all I heard in that press conference was blah, 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 I'm lying to you, blah, 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 and I'm going to continue to lie to you, and we will be one source of truth, and we will give you access to the information on our COVID-19 United Against website. You notice it's interesting they talked again about that cafe of interest that we brought up before. Now, well, technically, she didn't go to that area, but those people came to her. So she would, by definition, need to be locked down, and everywhere she's been is going to have to be locked down, because she's like a little super spreader now, because those little ninja particles, those little pesky viruses, apparently they're intelligent. And what did Calvin Davis say?
Calvin Davis said we thought we were smarter than the virus.
Oh, I think we are.
Well, he's talking about something that is pseudo-type living and has no brain whatsoever. So maybe Kelvin Davis isn't smarter than a virus, but the rest of us should be.
Hell, a rock can be smarter than your virus, because it doesn't exist. Well, you it does now. You're jabbing them with it.
Smarter than Kelvin Davis. But one thing I noticed in there is the ability to lie, and, you know, almost with delusion. Yeah, it'd be interesting to me to see what a psychiatrist would say about Jacinda Ardern and how she acts now. You know, would she be diagnosed with some delusional disorder or psychopathy? Because when we look at it, she said, when I answered that question about mandating vaccines, and I said, vaccines will not be made compulsory. Oh, I was talking about compulsory to the whole country, not just some people I want to vaccinate. She also said that there's a large population there that we can't vaccinate. So we got to get like teachers to go get vaccinated, because as I mentioned prior, Johns Hopkins just did a study, Jacinda and Chris Hipkins and what's that other guy's name?
Clown.
Yeah, that guy. What that study said is 40 out of 48,000 kids that they studied, you know, nobody died out of all those kids who got COVID. And almost no kids. I mean, you know, they almost never get it anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's just true. That they don't transmit it. Like all these studies are out there. So she lied a couple different times. Yeah. And the other thing is she can't help herself. She's got to come back. And they said, you know, there were some protesters there yesterday, meaning in Calacala. And she goes, oh, I think it was just two. One of them was with in the press crew. Well, that's just not true. And she knew that she knows because it's been reported the day prior. I showed my badge to reporters and to the police there. So she knew that I wasn't a protester because she even said that day, oh, I'm only going to speak to the accredited media. So she knew we were media. Exactly. So she can't help but lie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unreal. It's like, this is the person leading your country who constantly can't help but lie. Now, you got to wonder how that even works.
Oh, so, someone's calling us on Skype in the room.
So I think it's Jacinda. She probably heard. Maybe she's probably calling to clarify some
maybe
points.
She wants to come on the show.
That would be fantastic.
Kick it like this. Absolutely.
So just jumping back a little bit, though, because I wanted to make my point about the Joe Rogan episode where when he's mentioned it just recently and now it's being reported in news that he's attacking, you know, Jacinda because the poor dear. Mm. So and you look at that and I said he calls her Queen Jacinda and he goes through and says, you know, she just wants power. That's what all these he's basically a petty tyrant and they just want power. They don't give it up. And, you know, and then he mocks her. You know, why wouldn't you? I mean, when she acts like this. My goodness. So, and then InfoWars picked it up too. And InfoWars, you know, ran a correction on us and said, well, you know, that information is old as far as the protection in Israel, and it's down to 10%. I couldn't find that, but Jones is usually pretty spot on with a lot of stuff. He gets fact-checked, because if he doesn't, so it's probably dropped even more. But I don't hear Jacinda saying that either during this press conference.
And she hasn't She hasn't told anyone that, guess what, there's a third booster en route ready for you double vax people.
Yes, that's right.
Because that's coming. We're telling you, we've called it right all the time, and she's got it wrong all the time. In fact, we're going to call her Ginocchio. Ginocchio, that's her new name, Ginocchio. So if you do shirts and all that, big noses, no worries. If she was Ginocchio at that press conference, they'd all be dead because their nose would be going through every single one of them, I can tell you now. She's sold so many porkies.
Fair enough, too. So, just moving on to something else with Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah.
And that's that. Where is the impetus for all of this going? Because she's got a bit of a cabal around her. She's got some university professors like Michael Baker, who I've mentioned
before.
Bought
and paid for.
And she's got basically out of that whole system, she's got Otago University. She's got some people who are experts on this committee set up because, you know, we rightfully said, well, there's no epidemiologist talking about this. And that's working with your government. So she set up this crew and put an epidemiologist, of course, from Otago University.
Of course.
And I thought, well, why is, I mean, there's one guy, Rod Jackson, Dr. Jack Rod out of Auckland University. He sounds just like them too. So I went digging and I was like, well, what's going on here? And there's a guy named David Murdoch, who is a dean of some school down there, infectious disease guy. And I was like, okay, what's happening? So he's made, he's put out statements, an article. It's on Otago University's website, linked to it there, and it's got their little seal, their little emblem on the top. And basically, he goes down and talks about COVID-19 because it was in 2020 that he was doing this. And right in there, it literally says that they are funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Wow. And who are they related to?
And Gabby. And so you look at that and you go, oh, well, Bill Gates he's on record saying that vaccines were his greatest investment because it's a 20-to-1 return.
Exactly. And in order to get that 20-to-1 return, you have to push it.
That's right. So my question is this, is because these epidemiologists are coming out, Michael Baker's and the Jack Rod, Dr. Jack Rod out of Auckland and whoever she's got in her little committee and saying things that just aren't true. Are they doing it because they're paid off, like a lot of money coming from Bill Gates? Because there's a lot of money going to that university from Bill and Melinda Gates.
It's not science being practiced, is it?
Well, that's certainly not. And we know that because he'll come out, Michael Baker come out and say, oh, it's 1% deadly, you know, 99% recovery. If somebody said you had cancer, Kelvin, you only had a 99% chance of recovering. Would that be bad news to you in that day?
Oh, I'd be running to take a jab.
Yeah,
I'll be going straight to the cinder and I'll say, please help me.
But I mean, it's
roll up my sleeves and get the jab.
But just on another note there too, it's like Bill Gates, they're partnering with Bill Gates, who was on Jeffrey Epstein plane. It's quoted as dozens of times.
He's another one of those psychopathic maniacs. Yeah. Who's a kiddie fiddler.
Yeah. So dozens of times. And he was recently called out on a public broadcasting in the US. And I couldn't believe it. This reporter actually went after him and said, you were on this plane with Jeffrey Epstein many times. And he goes, you know, oh, I knew it was a mistake. I went and had some dinners, but it was like dozens of times. Like, didn't he learn like the first, second time, like, oh, maybe I'm, you know, shouldn't be kid diddling because Jeffrey Epstein was clearly doing that. He's convicted of it. And maybe I shouldn't be with this, hanging out with this guy. He just kept going back time after time after time. And this reporter said to him, you know, what have you learned out of this? And he looks at the lady and he goes, well, he's dead. I guess you got to be careful. Like, this is the lesson. And Jacinda Ardern is partnered up. I mean, she went to a conference over, and I think it was New York City, and hung out with the Gateses. And then there's pictures of them, I think, down in Auckland. And there's going to be a Microsoft Center. And he's big into these vaccines as well. And she seems to be toeing the line. These people are being funded by what looks to be a pedophile. And all by all rights, even PBS was like, hey, knock, knock, Mr. Gates, this ain't looking good.
His wife looks like a bloke in drag. Have you seen what his wife used to look like and what it looks like now? There is a world of difference between them, I'm telling you now. Maybe he killed her and has been replaced by some AI he's created. Because, come on, anyone out there, go to Google, look up Melinda Gates, what she used to look like, quite an attractive woman, and what it looks like now. That is not the same one. Look at the earlobes, look at the bridge of the nose and things like that. I'm telling you now, there's something rotten in Denmark and it ain't the fish.
Well, I ain't going there, but I can say Melinda Gates did leave Bill Gates recently. And you wonder if it was because of so many plane trips. But, you know, let's go back and bring that subject back into focus, because we're talking about a nation now being guided by misinformation from the government.
Yeah.
How has anybody hung out with Bill Gates in the past there? I mean, that's a legitimate question. Anybody in our government go hanging out with Bill Gates or anybody in the universities?
And everyone says, follow the money. $6.4 billion he's invested in Gavi and the different rollouts of this vaccine thing. There's a 2021 to 2026 one underway now. So you can guarantee you're getting the jabs until at least 2026, people.
So go back and look at all this and think about what's happening in the media around the world, because the media around the world, clearly in America, they were concerned about that. And now what's happened in Kalakaua, which I just love that it came from Northland, and it just busted the cycle. You saw what Joe Rogan was saying about power, and they never want to give it up. And then Alex Jones comes in there and he runs, you know, the video and talks about, you know, like, this indie reporter is not allowed to ask these questions. And he's like, you know, all the elites in the world, they're all controlled and they all set these situations up and no one's allowed to do that. And he said he got arrested because he was bullhorning, asked one question to George W. Bush.
That was Alex Jones, that's right.
Yeah, it's Alex Jones. And so he got dragged off, apparently he got arrested. And you look at that and you go, well, that's not freedom. That's not freedom. And what we're seeing around the world is there's a reawakening, a great awakening against all this deception, against all these lies, just like Jacinda hiding out in council rooms. And
good on you, Wanganui. Yeah. There's a shout out for you, fellas.
No doubt. I was so happy.
Who's next? That's what I want to know. Who's next?
That's right.
Who's next to go after Jacinda? Wherever she goes, troll her, because I tell you what, she's a dangerous woman. And she's coming with poison, but with a smile.
Yeah, she's trying to pay everybody off that she possibly can, shove the lies down our throats and put the jabs into our kids. And honestly, there's even if this was a real pandemic that had a high fatality rate, that's not how we treat people.
And if we're wrong, feel free to arrest us for defamation or whatever. The difference between counterspin media and all your other paid for, bought and paid for shills, we have the facts and evidence. And that's why, yeah, we get a bit edgy on here and we go off on our little tangents, but it's always for the good of this nation. We don't like sticking our heads out and having all these troll armies come after us, trying to dox us every 2 minutes and all that sort of stuff, having crap written about us ad nauseum on the internet, have people trying to join groups that actually like us and trying to cause division because they wouldn't know their ass from their bloody face. You know, we don't like that. But I'll tell you what, we'll keep doing it because it needs to be done. And hopefully the rest will join us. And just one moment, we just got to read this because it's live. We can do this. Oh, yes. Now, this is what we're talking about. This here is something. Someone sent us this clip from an awesome chat. Okay. This is Counterspin Media on Telegram. Join up and join the chat. Good people on there. Very intelligent. Now, we tried to find the original of this. So if anyone has got it, please send it to us. But we want you to listen to this and listen very carefully. These people have got large organizations and they're paying them top dollar to try and curtail our truth, curtail your truth, because this is the People's Network. Watch this, and then you'll realize.
I'm unmuted. Thank you. And can certainly ditto my congratulations, particularly to Rachel, who's been relentless in her, you know, pro-equity approach targeting Māori and Pacifica. Great that we're going into gangs. So fantastic effort. I just wanted to say that in terms of countering vaccine hesitancy, I think it's really important, as well as bringing in the clinicians, as Ara Whetū has mentioned in her sessions, I think that people need to expose the fact that these groups, groups like Counterspin Media, and this one Voices for Freedom, which is apparently going to have a protest at Parliament next Saturday, these are far right. I mean, Counterspin Media, developed by that far right Trump guy, Steve Bannon, and so, similarly with Voices for Freedom. So people need to know that these are basically political. Alt-right with links to QAnon, etc. And I think some people are being, deceived, not realizing that this is what is driving a lot of that anti-vaccine, promotion. And that this needs to be exposed, as well as all the clinical evidence. Thank you.
Another example is the Muslim community who we're engaged with regards to ensuring that vaccination is quite stratified and protects all of us. So our focus is on the 90% double vaccination as set by government. Our DHB program is ensuring that is stratified and just sliced and diced in all ways around suburbs, communities, different groups who come together so that we can be confident that it's well distributed across that community. So hopefully that answers your question, Tristram. I think the other thing is that we're also committed to the longevity of this program because ongoing vaccination is likely to be an attribute of our system. So we have the third vaccination for the immunocompromised, and we are working with our provider system to ensure it's sustainable and that we use this capacity, available on an ongoing basis. So that remains a big part of our plan.
Later, okay, we'll come to take over here, Chris. We'll come back to that when Rachel's with us, because she's the lead. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yep. Thank you. That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Sue?
Yes, I think I'm unmuted. Thank you. And